Tape script 8.8. An interview with Paul Nicholas, the first actor to play Jesus Christ Superstar.
The actor Paul Nicholas played the part of Jesus in the first ever production.
What do you think it was in the show that made it so successful?
Well, I think the subject was somewhat taboo, therefore it made it sort of slightly risky and interesting. I think from their point of view, they were young when they wrote it, Andrew and Tim, and therefore had the courage to write lyrics that were perhaps a little near the knuckle, and music that certainly was very strong and youthful and brave.
It must have been a bit strange for you to suddenly be in this part of Jesus.
No, I think the strange part for me was playing such a recognisable figure, a figure that meant so much to so many people, and trying to do it justice for them. And in some ways it was very moving. I remember the first time that we did the crucifixion and I went up on the cross, and there's a wonderful piece of music that Andrew played or composed at that point, which I was very overcome with the vulnerability of actually hanging there on a cross with this music going on, and it made me cry, I remember. But thereafter, after 8 performances a week for about 2 or 3 weeks, it became like a job, and most of the time I was more concerned that I may sneeze while I was up on the cross, which would have slightly ruined the evening for many people. Indeed, the problem for me with the show was there weren't really enough laughs. The only time I managed to crack a joke was, I remember at the beginning of the second act, a gentleman in the front row sneezed, and I couldn't resist saying, "God bless you, my son." which was, I realised about that point that perhaps it was time I moved on. And
what sort of, say you were playing the part now, how would you be different from 25 years ago?
If I were playing it, I think I'd do probably much the same thing as I did before, but probably better. I'd probably sing better, I would understand it better. The only thing is I probably wouldn't look as slim on the cross, if the truth be known.